onda pogledajte, mi smo tu gore, ja sam skroz odletjela tu na južnu polutku. To je sve bilo naopačke.
U petak 27. rujna našu školu je posjetila gospođa Nataša Kramarić-Trojak. Ona je na našoj školi jedno vrijeme radila kao pedagoginja, a već više od 20 godina živi i radi u Australiji. Gospođa Kramarić održala je učenicima šestih razreda vrlo zanimljiv sat geografije na kojem je ukratko opisala kako je živjeti u Australiji te kako izgleda putovanje iz Hrvatske do Australije.
I išli smo se lijepo kupati u tu vodu. Voda je lijepo bila topla, mi smo se kupali, bili smo umorni, a nikome nije bilo umora kad smo se mi kupali. Sad smo se vratili lijepo s plaže tamo u hotelu gdje smo bili i sad se mi hvalimo tam nekim našim prijateljima kako se mi lijepo okupali. To ova računa da nikoga tu nije bilo. A oni nas pogledaju. Kaj ste vi napravili? Vi ste se tu kupali.
Učenici su sa zanimanjem pratili njeno izlaganje, razgovarali s gospođom Kramarić-Trojak te postavili niz zanimljivih pitanja.
Nakon toga porazgovarali smo nasamo s gospođom Kramarić-Trojak.
We are members of multimedia club in our school. Can you please introduce yourself in English with Australia accent for our listeners?
My name is Natasha Kramarić-Trojak. I'm ex-worker of this school. I worked here 20 years ago as a pedagogist.
When and why did you move to Australia?
I moved to Australia exactly 17 years ago because of love.
In which part of Australia do you live?
I live in New South Wales, in the city which is called Newcastle.
Can you describe what everyday life in Australia looks like?
Depends where you live. For me, it's similar like here. Work, family and different activities. Mainly going to the beach.
Can you compare schools in Australia with schools in Croatia? Are there big differences?
They all have classes from 9 o'clock in the morning till 3 o'clock in the afternoon. They start with school when they turn 6 years. They primary school lasts 6 years. And the high school lasts 6 years, so altogether 12 years, similar like here.
What is the climate like in your part of Australia?
It's Mediterranean climate, so that means mild winters and warm summers.
Where are you currently working and what do you do for a living?
I work as a social worker in my city, in Newcastle.
Tell us, how do you travel from Europe to Australia?
I travel with the plane because I don't have enough time to board a big ship that would take me a month. So I just fly with the plane. I go from Zagreb to Vienna and then from Vienna to Bangkok. Then I change the plane from Bangkok to Sydney. And then I go on a big bus from Sydney to Newcastle where I live. So it takes me from my home in Varaždin to my home in Newcastle, 36 hours.
How often do you return to Croatia?
Not often enough, but usually every 2 years.
Have you thought about returning to Croatia?
Yes, every day.
Where are you staying when you are in Croatia and how long do you usually stay in Croatia?
I always stay with my family, with my parents, and I stay between 2 and 3 months.
In what ways and with whom in Croatia are you in contact?
I have a contact obviously with my family. We love Skype. We talk to each other every day via Skype. And my friends, my neighbors and my colleagues, people that I worked with before.
You are leaving Europe just before the cold start will in Australia, the spring begins.
Yes, and it's really beautiful because daily temperature is around 25 degrees. And at night it's only around 17, so it's very, very comfortable.
Bilo nam je lijepo i ugodno razgovarati s vama. Hvala vam. Nadamo se da se ubrzo opet vidimo.
Thank you very much and all the best in the future.
Thank you. Do you come from a land down under? A women glow and men thunder. Can't you hear the thunder? You better run, you better take cover.
multimedijsku skupini pripremili Filip Jurišak, David Fotak, Monika Sokol i Elena Oberstar. Pitanja za razgovor na engleski jezik prevela Elena Oberstar uz pomoć učiteljice Mirjane Vrček i knjižničarke Tatjane Bosilj.